My guest at this time is Dr. Jerome Corsi. He's an investigative reporter and the author most recently of Partners in Crime, the Clinton scheme to monetize the White House for personal profit. The book comes out as Hillary Clinton this week, of course, officially becomes the Democratic presidential nominee. And Dr. Corsi, thanks very much for your time today.
Great pleasure to be back with you. Thank you.
Early last year, the book Clinton Cash detailed several examples of alleged Hillary Clinton favors through the State Department for foreign governments and individuals in exchange for huge speaking fees for her husband or donations to the Clinton Foundation. Where does your book take us that Peter Schweitzer's did not?
Well, Peter Schweitzer wrote an excellent book. I maintain that the easier crime, because he's charging basically, you know, Clinton Cash, Peter Schweitzer's charging corruption, that there were official acts of State Department undertaken in order to or because of contributions that were made to the Clinton Foundation or campaign contributions to Hillary, but mostly Clinton Foundation campaigns, contributions. What I'm maintaining is that there's an easier offense to go after, and that's what's called inurement. Inurement means you run a charity, and it's a criminal offense, for your own benefit. And the classic inurement, which the Clintons did repeatedly, is that you get a crisis like Haiti or earthquake or an earthquake in India. These are two I write about. And immediately the Clintons show up on scene, and it's the Clintons, and they've got the foundation, and they say, we're here to help the refugees. They get pictures taken, they walk around, they see the damage, and money pours in. $100 million easily pours in for India and for Haiti. The Clintons position themselves that they're the recipients of the money, and the money doesn't get spent to relief to the relief of the Indians who are victims of the earthquake or the Haitians who were victims of the earthquake. Money gets ripped off in this grifter scheme, and it enriches the Clintons, who you have to ask yourself, have, these $100 million net worth, and they never held a job except for the Clinton Foundation. Where'd they get all this money except to rip it out of the foundation?
Well, there's always the speaking fees, but as you detail in the book, that's a fraction compared to the amount of money that they've actually brought in. So,
Greg, I want to point out the accounting is so bad, and this is where you catch the Clintons, just like where you catch the Al Capones of the world and on the tax filings, because the regulatory filings and the financial statements, the audited financial statements, are completely fraudulent. This was pointed out by Charles Ortel, my good friend, a very brilliant New York financial analyst, and I cite Charles's work. I wrote a lot of WND articles, WND.com, about Charles's work, and the point is the speaking fees, well, you can't tell where the speaking fees went. Did they go through the foundation, or were they foundation-related? Bill Clinton sets up a dummy corporation, WJC LLC, his initials, William J. Clinton, WJC Corporation, and he has a pass-through account in it where he's able to take the money through, various accounts that he passes it through, comes into this WJC pass-through, it goes out to other, nominal accounts, and it gets, this is the type of thing drug cartels do or terrorists do. It's classic money laundering. And that's what you have undergoing with this. The accounting shows that big categories where you can't break down where the revenue came from, where the expenses went, massive expenses in the Clinton Foundation for five-star hotels and private jets, living a huge lifestyle, and maybe 10% of the money that comes in, maybe the money reported is only 50% of what they got, and only 10% of that gets spent on actual charity. That's a classic inurement scheme. And any legitimate law enforcement officer that looked at this, of course, I think the current IRS is completely politicized, and they will never look at the Clinton Foundation like they would in a conservative group. But this is a classic case of a criminal, vast criminal enterprise that is so apparent that it's amazing. It's in your face the Clintons are getting away with stealing this money, creating a $2 billion empire on a charity that does not follow any of the rules in applying for tax exemptions and the way the corporations are structured, the way the financial reporting is done. And that's easier to prove because you don't need a quid pro quo. You just show the financial reporting is so apparently fraudulent and so masking of money that you know went through the corporation because the United Nations reports more that they gave to the Clinton Foundation than the Clinton Foundation reports they got. Where'd the additional missing money go?
We're talking with Dr. Jerome Corsi. The book is Partners in Crime. Just to clarify, Dr. Corsi, what threshold has to be met for a charity to be considered legit under the law? And what about charities that don't? What percentage, in other words, has to go towards the stated mission?
There is no stated percentage in the law. But 10%, if that's all that got to the charity, is obviously fraudulent. Most legitimate charities try to give above 80 or above 90% of what they receive to the actual charitable purpose. The Clintons created the foundation for the Clinton Library, but then they decided they were going to have a foundation that went after AIDS. Well, they did not apply to get an IRS tax determination that they could give tax-exempt treatment for AIDS. They did this over and over again. They create new structures which they don't file legitimately. For instance, the Clinton Health Initiative is first considered a part of the Clinton Foundation. They don't know it's a separate organization. This got so absolutely confused and, you know, fraudulent that the state of Massachusetts actually for a while banned the Clinton Foundation from operating. And, you know, what my book calls upon, again, is not for a federal investigation because I don't trust the IRS or Department of Justice under the Democrats. It's all politicized. Partners in Crime makes clear that any one state can shut down the Clinton Foundation. A person who's given a dollar to the foundation says, I've been defrauded. A state attorney general can call for a criminal investigation and suspend the activities of the Clinton Foundation internationally until the determination is made whether or not it's a legitimate charity. And on the back of the book, Partners in Crime, is a list of the attorneys general in the United States and a sample complaint. And any one state, I'm urging people across the country to start bombarding state attorneys general with this information and demanding investigations, finding lawyers to work with when you can, trying to organize a massive state-launched effort to get the criminal charges brought under investigation at the state level against the Clinton Foundation.
Two questions left for you, Dr. Corsi. You mentioned that, obviously, that you believe this needs to happen from the state level. You don't trust the federal level when it's in Democratic hands. In the wake of the FBI director stating that he did not recommend charges for Hillary Clinton based on her handling of classified information with the private server and so forth, at subsequent congressional testimony, he was asked about whether there was any developments in the investigation between the server as well as the Clinton's activity through the foundation, and he said he would not comment on an ongoing investigation. Does that give you any insight into whether this is likely to be a serious investigation?
I've lost interest in what the FBI is going to do. It's so politicized. It's Bob Baghdad Bob. You know, Hillary Clinton, oh, well, you know, she's extremely careless, but oh, we can't, she's so important, and she's done so much, we can't prosecute. No prosecutor would take this case. That's nonsense. That's total. I know a dozen prosecutors that would take the case if they were legitimate. This is, you're just going to get any investigation of the Clinton Foundation by the Obama administration will come out just before the election and say, nothing to see here, folks. Perfectly legitimate foundation doing charitable work. You know, they delivered defective drugs to Africa, but they bought a discount in India for AIDS. They couldn't cure anybody. That was not that. You take a look at the book. It's got like, you know, 40 pages of footnotes, including extensively from the mainstream media, because these abuses of the Clinton Foundation have been known for a long time, and reported on, discussed, swept under the rug. It's the Clintons. You know, we can't prosecute the Clintons. They are a different standard. Hillary's right, it's a different standard. The different standard is the Clintons get away with crimes that the ordinary person or a conservative like Dinesh D'Souza would have been hounded by a partisan Department of Justice, Internal Revenue Service, and government. And we've got to put a stop to this. That's the whole purpose of Partners in Crime is to, you know, if the Clintons can get away with running a foundation like this, then Obama will come out with the Obama Foundation, and it will make him rich, telling people, "Oh, we're going to any disaster, we'll have to have now Obama and the Clintons fighting as to who can get there first for their picture with the, you know, with the victims, and maybe some other world tyrant will come out and have their own fraudulent foundation. Maybe we can get, you know, a fraudulent former heads of state convention at one of these natural disasters where hundreds of millions of dollars, they can fight about who gets it, but you can, one thing you'll be sure is the victims of the disaster don't get any because this is a scam."
Dr. Corsi, finally, let's talk about the subhead of your book, The Scheme to Monetize the White House for Personal Profit. What do you think the scheme, if Hillary Clinton is elected, would look like? Is it similar to what is strongly alleged that she did at the State Department, or would it look different?
If Hillary Clinton gets in the White House, it'll be a grifter's wet dream. Because you'll have Bill Clinton running the foundation and Hillary at the head of state, and no grifter ever had, you know, fell into more of the lap of luxury. Selling favors, doing fraudulent accounting, having speaking fees. Bill Clinton's speaking fee skyrocketed when Hillary became Secretary of State. Every criminal in the world knows that this scheme is underway. The only people being fooled by it are the citizens of the United States who are still under the illusion that the Department of Justice, the FBI, or the IRS operates for equal justice under the law. It doesn't. Not under the Democrats.
Dr. Corsi, we'll certainly be watching. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thanks, Greg.
Dr. Jerome Corsi, investigative reporter, author most recently of Partners in Crime, The Clinton Scheme to Monetize the White House for Personal Profit. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.